Together. And now I'm joined in the studio now by Denise Parsons. Many of you will know Denise from the Parsons Knows Local Music here on this evening, of course, but also, sorry, no, on Monday evenings, and from St Albans Tastes, which is on this evening at 7, and also by Christopher Lutz, who is from the St Albans Round Table. Now, good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, tell us a little bit about the Round Table.
Yeah, the Round Table is a organisation for young men between 18 and 45. We have groups all over the world. There's a large number of groups in the UK. And what we do is we socialise every other Monday, so meet every 2 weeks, and we do either something fun together. We go out for a meal, usually somewhere in St Albans, talk about what we would like to do in the community, and then we do get involved with local community groups and we raise money for them, most notably through what many people in St Albans will know, the Santa Sleigh.
Ah, yes, we're all familiar, I think, with the Santa Sleigh coming round in the weeks before Christmas and making it jolly
it's
and bright.
Big jolly event.
Yeah, I think that's a tradition, actually, because even when I was a child, that was my signal that Christmas was on its way.
And it's interesting, isn't it? As soon as you hear the music, you know exactly what it is, because it's the same every year. How many people does it take to do that, out of interest?
Over the course of 17 routes all over St Albans and London Coney, we have about 220 people involved.
That's incredible. That's quite an organisational effort, isn't it, to get
it is, yeah. We are a small group, but we get lots of other groups involved because we couldn't do it all by ourselves.
How many people are in the St Albans Round Table?
At the moment there's 8.
Which
is far too small a number, yes.
You do a lot for 8. Now, what if I want to join the Round Table? What do I need to do?
You can come to our events, which are published on our website, stalbansroundtable.org.uk. Ideally, you could just drop us a quick note. There is a form there that you can get in touch with. If you've also got a Facebook page or a Twitter profile. So anywhere you want to get in touch with us. And we invite you to one of our events. We usually buy you a beer or two.
Oh, well, that's worth filling in the form for.
Absolutely. And then we tell you a little bit more about what we do, and if you like us and if we like you, and you think you'd like to do more of that, then, yeah, by all means, you're more than welcome.
Excellent. So what other things, apart from Christmas, give us some examples of the kind of things that you've got involved in over the last year or so.
One of the things we did last year, which was a really good event, was we helped Earthworks build a shed to store and dry some wood. Yeah. It's something that we really like doing, which is actually getting our hands a little bit dirty, mm-hmm. And helping a charity to do something to help them become more sustainable. Because what they do is they then use the shed to dry out the wood over the summer, be able to sell that as firewood in the winter. Mm-hmm. We also built a path for them between some of their raised beds.
Earthworks do some great work in the area, don't they? And it's all about sustainability. I'm amazed how sustainable St Albans Week has become so big. But it's not very surprising. I think we're a little more sustainability-minded around here, although we could all do a bit better too, couldn't we? Great that, because it is, I know, working for a voluntary organisation, it is sometimes tough to get those extra things done. So it's fantastic that there are people who are willing to offer support. We should really encourage people to join the Round Table. We'll give all the contact details in a little bit. Now, we're going to come on to talk about something, a new initiative here at Radio Verulam, which the Round Table is supporting. But before we do that, we're just going to take a short break. So we'll be back with Christopher Lutz and Denise Parsons in just a minute. Station for St Albans. It is 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. I'm joined in the studio, and I must make an apology here, by Christoph Lutz. I kept calling you Christopher. I'm sorry
about
that.
It's all right,
Christoph.
Not a problem.
and by Denise Parsons. Denise, of course, a presenter and a director of the company here at Radio Verulam. Now, Denise, we're talking today about this Radio Verulam experience. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, the Radio Verulam experience. As an organisation, we have always felt that the skills required to present and produce a radio show are very transferable to the community at large. There's lots of things that they can learn from, you know, producing a radio show. Obviously, there's confidence, there's, you know, listening and speaking techniques. Some of the technology behind a radio show, IT, scripting, editing, is all transferable to people in general walks of life, you know, specifically for people perhaps looking for jobs or to get back into work, but also, you know, that team building and confidence that can come from building a show with a group of people, I think is absolutely fantastic. So we've always wanted to be able to roll it out to community groups in our area, and it's something I'm working on at the moment, where we're trying to get funding so that we can actually offer this brilliant workshop to the community in St Albans. We've done a couple of pilot days, which have gone down extremely well. We sold it as part of a Christmas present idea, if people wanted an unusual gift for Christmas. And
it's not every day you get bought a Christmas present.
No, come and make your own radio show, exactly. But it was really interesting because it was a group of actually young people. And their enthusiasm about radio and about all the sort of side media that goes with it was very, very interesting. They produced a fantastic show about, you know, the state of sort of the music and charts and things like that. So there's lots of benefits come from it. And they've all gone away with an interest not only in radio, but they've said, you know, it's helped their confidence. They feel they could stand up and speak to people if they needed to.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah. There's a lot involved in radio. A lot of it's technology now, but there's also that kind of personal organisation skills, those kind
of
things.
Having to work, you know, as part of a team quite often, but also to work to time, you know, so there's all the sort of timekeeping skills, you know. If anything like my teenage son, they could definitely do with some help with that. So obviously I'm it's still very much a work in progress at the moment. We've got the idea, the product I'm very confident with, that we can actually deliver a fantastic workshop that's got lots of added value, but it is all dependent on getting funding, because unfortunately a lot of the groups that we'd like to work with don't have the means to pay for the workshops themselves. So here comes in my good friend from St Albans Roundtable. As part of my kind of research and looking into where we could perhaps get funding and things like that, I came across the St Albans Roundtable, organisation I was already familiar with just as a household name, but probably didn't really know huge amounts about what they did other than the Christmas float, which we've already talked about. And I got in touch with them, and it was really nice, actually, because very easy to deal with, very receptive, and virtually, you know, almost agreed it straight away. So they're going to give us £500, which
that's
is
fantastic.
Amazing.
That's really great, and that will help to fund a number of places on the
experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will fund a whole workshop for 6 to 8 people, so that's, you know, that's 8 people, you know, potentially in our community that will benefit from the round table being involved with Radio Verum. So thank you so much. Appreciate
that's
it.
That's not a problem. You were lucky. You came at a perfect time.
When
we just had a very successful we had a very successful Christmas float season, thanks to all the generous people of St Albans. And it's exactly the sort of thing that we like to do, is getting involved in the community or supporting others in getting involved and bringing new things to the community. And it's exactly what we aim for doing, and what we tell all the people who donate at Christmas, that we do support local causes. And that's exactly what we did, and that's perfect for us.
I'm so glad I had my timing. It was so good.
It was.
We are incredibly grateful, Christoph, to you and everyone at the Round Table, and also to the people of St Albans, obviously,
absolutely,
for contributing to the Christmas float. And it will make a big difference for us, because it means we can run another of these courses. We're hoping that we will find ways in which to fund a sustainable system, but Denise is working on that. And this really does help just get us that next kick on to getting the business running properly.
That's really good for us to know that we're helping you in the infancy to hopefully get somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing as well, what we've found with the two courses that we've piloted so far, is Well, at the moment, we've got virtually a 50% take-up on them wanting to go and volunteer at Radio Verum proper, which, again, is fantastic for us as an organisation and gives them even more involvement and more skills, you know.
It's about getting the community involved, so that's fantastic. Now, just to round this off, Christoph, let's remind people where they can find out more about the Roundtable. Perhaps they'd like to join now they know what you do and how important it is to organisations like us. They can go to stalbansroundtable.org.uk, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And we can also find you on Twitter and Facebook. Do you want to give us those handles?
The Twitter handle is SA Roundtable.
Yep.
And Facebook is St. Albans Roundtable. It's quite easy to find.
Fantastic. So thank you very much again for the fantastic donation. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning here on Verulam in the Morning. And we'll look forward to seeing those new radio stars coming out of the Radio Verulam experience. Thanks, Denise, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.